Materiality releases extended materials database support for enterprise simulation. The latest release of Materiality for manufacturing and CAE engineers has hit the market. The software supplies a centralized cloud database of standardized material properties and specifications for single users, work groups, and enterprises alike to ensure consistency in material selections for designs. This release, V10, primarily extends the support for enterprise simulation workflows. It includes bulk data loading capabilities and enhanced material parameter support for LS-DYNA and Altair Radios. Altair's Radios Explicit Solver support has also been included with a CAE modeler module. We continue to devote resources to this important task of incorporating materials into simulation, bringing years of Datapoint Labs experience to simplify this complex and sometimes confusing process, said Hubert Lobo, Chief Technology Officer at Materiality, the software arm of Datapoint Labs. For those of our clients who perform their own parameter conversion, a standard export from our software allows them to locate the right data and supply it to their own macros for streamlined data processing, Lobo continued. Materiality V10 has an enhanced ability to handle material model parameter conversion compared to previous versions. It uses graphical drag-and-drop features to tune and extrapolate plasticity curves, as well as rate dependencies. The software supports conversion for LS-DYNA, MAPT_089. MAPT_019. Process workflow for CAE materials. One of the main functions of Materiality is to ensure consistent material selections for simulations. To perform this function, a CAE materials library documents how material model files are linked to material or specification names used in PLM software. The user can then export these master material files into Altair HyperWorks and Beta CAE's ANSAM preprocessors. Using the Bill of Materials BOM, the exported files will be assigned to the correct parts using material IDs. If this workflow is applied to an enterprise, it can ensure consistency even with global teams. Enterprise support for material data import, management, and representation. The new release also includes additional features for data import, dashboarding, and file management. To improve data import, a new application called Simple Loader enables bulk loading of Excel tables of single-point property data. This process ensures quick loading of relevant data into the material database for use across the entire enterprise. In addition to property data, bulk loaders can also import lists of materials and specifications into the Materiality data libraries. The latest release also introduces a role manager framework that allows system administrators to individualize their experience based on their job type. In other words, dashboards can be customized to present data and software tools of specific value to materials engineers, CAE experts, designers, and other professionals in an enterprise. To improve traceability, Materiality V10 gives engineers text editing capabilities for the documentation of test methods used to measure material properties. Text methods and data certificates are also displayed side by side, providing better information access to engineers. Users can author technical documentation, how-to videos, and technical papers related to materials. Materiality has also added the Nomads app, which is an informal repository of information related to materials and simulation. The app is designed to provide better understanding of how materials are represented in FEA and simulation. Materiality's V10 release is part of the company's effort to bring the years of know-how from Datapoint Labs into the Materiality software offering by incorporating a large material properties and specifications database into the simulation process. To learn more about Materiality V10, check out the website here. To learn more about Materiality and CAE, read SolidWorks Materials web portal launch.